Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Casey Tuckness with Connecting the Dots, with Casey Tuckness, special host. And I would like to talk to you guys a little bit about my experience from the past week. A week ago today, as you all know, those of you that are following me, I am pro se against Bank of America. And the litigants' attorneys are Winston and Strawn. And the people that I've spoken with this week, it's been amazing, like, how God's, like, literally connected the dots. It's like he just clearly has so much passion to connect us all together. And with that being said, the people that I want to tell you about are people that are dealing with the exact same thing. And on the line, I have another co-host, Dave McCray, out of Austin, Texas. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Casey. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Dave. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Awesome. So I understand that you had a graduation that you were going to in Oklahoma, but because of the storms, you decided something's going, you know, like, so let's
skip Oklahoma. They're about to be tornadoed here shortly.
Did you see the lightning
storm?
We're not
sure if the school's going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Did you see the lightning storm?
I haven't seen the recent maps. I looked at the Wonder Map a couple hours ago. That's when we changed our mind.
It was crazy, Dave. It was crazy. So I used to work for KFOR, the NBC affiliate in Oklahoma City. So let's talk about your nephew for just a minute. Let's give him all the credit here.
Sure. Well, he's finally graduating high school.
Awesome.
He's going to be doing good.
Awesome. What's his name?
Dylan. Dylan McCray. Yeah.
Awesome. So Dylan, we give a shout out to you because,
Dylan.
I mean, absolutely. We're very, 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 very proud of you.
Yep.
So Dave, absolutely. There's a lot of graduates and we want to congratulate them all from high school and college. So with that being said, we've only got 30 minutes tonight to kind of share what, how we feel about the justice system. I'm going to share a personal story that the judge in my township, which is the Woodlands, Texas, it's Montgomery County in right outside of Houston, Texas, as you well know.
Right.
The judge Alan B. Sadler has stepped up to represent me in any type of negotiations, which is a huge step because it's like, you know, for a judge to step up that has served as a county judge for 24 years. And
that's a valuable resource.
That's a valuable resource. And Dave, I appreciate you as being an expert witness as well on my case against Bank of America, because you know a whole lot about Barrett Daffin, Frapper, Turner, and Eagle. So when we talk about this, let's talk about like the statute and the courts and the justice system. And I mean, don't you think, in your opinion, that it's important for a judge to step up and say, "Hey, other judges, start
paying
attention."
You know, I have a valuable judge
in
my own case here in Austin, Texas, Judge Eagle. And Judge Eagle, I don't think he's practicing anymore. He was about 80 years old about 5 years ago. But Judge Eagle is the reason we were able to argue our case so completely.
Okay.
Because Judge Eagle, among many other judges, is tired of having crooks and liars and thieves walk into his court and walk off with half the property in America and see him
two years
later repeating the same
scam. They're sick of it.
The judges are completely sick of this racket, unless they're on the payroll. So if you're a judge like Sam Smith, who is on the payroll, then you ought to remove yourself from that judge. He's down in Western Texas in San Antonio. But if you have a judge like Lee Eagle, you got an outside chance of getting some fair rulings and some tolerance. So that's my editorial about judges.
Right. No, absolutely.
Judges do your jobs. And the judges who do their jobs, they get a lot of fulfillment out of it.
Right, right, absolutely. And the thing about Judge Sadler stepping up, it's like, this is a judge that has been on the bench for 24 years. He is stepping up to try to stop this horrific corruption and to try to get like my school life back. I mean, I've been in media for 15 years. And, you know, I'm tired of the fake media because, trust me, it is out there. And, you know, you've got to think about it like this. Who are the biggest sponsors of the of media, of your major networks? Who is the top sponsor? Because I promise you this, when I was with Total Management at CBS, when I wanted to talk about my situation with Bank of America, they shut it down. And they shut it down.
Well, I've heard it's
who was our biggest.
Business.
Yeah, and what did you just say? I'm sorry.
Rumors, I hear that it's an Arabian business. They're very fond of media.
It's so real.
The Arabians have 800% return on equity. They spend 1/8 of their national product in their own country, and they try and invest 7/8 of their national product. They don't run a deficit economy like the United States does. And guess where they invest? In the United States of America. There are great backers, and they buy property here.
You know, right. Absolutely, absolutely. So we're losing our property right and left. America's losing their property. We've got 60% that have lost their house. We're talking 60% of the American population, or not of the American population. I take that back. I apologize. 60 million Americans, not 60% of the population, but 60 million Americans, Dave, that have been, like, taken advantage of. And it's like, okay, hey, skip two payments, and then we're going to give you a lower payment. Oh, but wait, 73 days after we tell you to skip those two payments, we're going to foreclose on your house. How about that? And that's exactly what happened to me.
I've just started a new website. I put it up this week called We Put the Lime in the Coconut. Weebly.com. Put the Lime in the Coconut was taken, and Put the Lime in the Coconuts was taken. And, you know, feeling around for site names, We Put the Lime in the Coconut, that was available. So I grabbed it up. I thought that was a nice name for a website.
We Put the Lime in the Coconut. I like it.
Weebly.com. But I'm concentrating on this site on mortgage servicers in general. My other websites have concentrated on PHH Corporation, my own counterparty, and on SBS Corporation, a friend of mine's counterparty up in Atlanta. And I finally said, you know, let's look at the entire mortgage servicing business. And I put a little spreadsheet up there on the front page of this website. I just posted it this week. The mortgage business, you used to walk in your local bank. I guess my father probably walked in his local bank, which was Fort Sam Houston, and he offered to pay for a house in 20 years. And he paid for his house in 20 years, and the bank made a couple $1,000s, and we got a house to live in. Now you walk into a bank, and you pay $5,000 or $6,000 to start the mortgage. After that, that bank's no longer interested. They got their $5,000 or $6,000.
Absolutely,
and then,
they want the home.
They sell the this one particular outfit, which was Lehman Brothers back then, before they went bankrupt.
Very familiar with
2007. I put a Lehman Brothers chart up there as a sample chart. This was the Sasco 2007 Trust. It was capitalized at $1.2 billion.
Wow.
And it was sold to $900 million to investors. Now, on the day that they sold that security on March 9th, 2007, and they had that $900 million sold probably before noon to 72 foreign investors, unnamed, tracked down by number by the DTC, Depository Trust Corporation, and that money is distributed by the Duchy of Luxembourg to its numerical people. The strange thing about this particular security is, since it was formed so quickly, of all the bankrupt assets of Mortgage Lenders Network, who had gone bankrupt on February 10th with no assets, 20 days later, their assets were securitized by Lehman Brothers. Some people think those assets were non-existent. Lehman Brothers pocketed $300 million for a morning's work before lunch. The $900 million was forthwithly collected by Countrywide Mortgage.
Now, yes, sir.
Anybody
reading
a book about Angelo Mozilo? This was right before Angelo Mozilo was still our ambassador to Denmark back then, but shortly thereafter, he went to jail and went bankrupt, and his empire fell apart. Shortly thereafter, Lehman Brothers' empire fell apart. That $900 million is kind of in the process of vaporizing. It was sold to a variety of bankruptcy, these people who come and eat unfortunate companies so they can keep on going. So that $900 million was written off by the United States of America and sold for about $100 million to the bankruptcy guys. And they're still busily collecting the $800 million that was snapped out. So that $900 million was funded by the United States. The $300 million was funded by the people who originated their mortgages. And there's still people who said, I gave money to Mortgage Lenders Network. They never gave it to Countrywide. Why are people coming? Why is the sheriff wanting to kick me out of my house now?
Right.
Well, it's a long story. It started back in 2007. And there's people in courts today in 2017 when this pure, naked scam has been running for 10 years, has 20 more years to go, and now it's generating a lot of lawyer fees for all the relevant parts, SPS being one of them. Our worthy counterparty over in Atlanta, Georgia.
Absolutely, and I personally have not had any like dealings with SPS, but I have a ton of listeners who have. So,
$1 billion was this mortgage. $1 billion was the securitization, $1.3 billion worth of property. And that year, America securitized $1 trillion. This is 1%, $1 billion, it looks like a lot of money to me. This is 1%. This is like me stealing a gallon of gas from Walmart in my car in the middle of the night. This is how important this criminal stuff is. I call it criminal. I'm only allowed to do civil recoveries, but I call it criminal. And I report it to the FBI as criminal activity. I got a new guy in the FBI, Jeff Sessions. Hey, Jeff, I really like what you're doing up there. It's nice. I've worked for Eric Holder. I've worked for Loretta Lynch. I've worked for Dana Bowente for 3 or 4 days. And who was that other lady on TV? I represented her also. And just the tail end, I represented Jeff Sessions, but I much prefer representing Jeff Sessions.
You like working with Jeff Sessions.
I hope
Jeff
he works
Sessions,
another
20
years, and I hope he recovers a lot of this ongoing thievery in America.
Right. Well, I just appreciate you so much, because I know that you're going up against Barrett Duff and Turner, Frapper, and Engle on SCOTUS for the Supreme Court, of the United States.
The Supreme Court dismissed my claim a couple weeks ago, so I'm not arguing before the Supreme Court. It's all dismissed. But it did take us 5 years. We got before the Supreme Court. We discussed some of these people, and it just wasn't that weighty of an issue to go before this year's or next year's Supreme Court. This year's Supreme Court calendar is filled. If we get some weighty issues, it looks like firing all these FBI directors, that's going to get up to the Supreme Court here pretty soon for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
That's a weighty issue.
So here's what I have done with our, like, connecting the dots with other people that are going through the exact same thing as we're on our houses. I mean, I have a lot of people that are up against Bank of America, whom Winston Strawn, the law firm, is representing Bank of America. They have the same techniques on every single person. We are all like clockwork.
The same technique is abuse, lie, abuse, mystify, wait for time to go by. And they use that technique because it works. They don't argue facts. What works for the owner argue the facts, produce every document that there is to produce. Look and see if somebody signed those documents. Barrett, Burke, okay. Gaffin, Frappier, Turner, and Ingalls, you can be sure that the person who signed that false document generated by their document processing system, they have a patented document processing system, which I've got tagged on my website with my own comments, and it allows a person to produce any kind of affidavit that needs to be produced. Barrett Burke Daffin sees as 600 houses a day for PHH. They still do it.
Right.
They took over McCallum Raymer's business in Texas. That was the predecessor. They probably do 5,000 to 8,000 houses per week are processed in Texas and a little piece of California by BBD FTE.
Correct.
Completely
and
fraudulent.
So with that being said, you know, completely fraudulent. This company is absolutely fraudulent. They have put me through 14 fraudulent foreclosure sale dates. 14.
They're the ones with the dead employee, the guy who died 9 years before he signed your paper for FedEx?
No, he died in 1990, and he signed for my document. He signed for my rescission letter. My statute of limitations expired 6 months before they sent me the rescission letter. So basically,
well,
I got sent the rescission letter saying
security too. He was just working to make a little extra money. But, you know, it's hard to make a living on Social Security 9 years after you're dead.
After you're
so
dead.
So maybe he was
after
just a little clerical person up there.
I mean, when the judge
I know who
in my county
the last few times he voted.
Other truth. We won't say names, will we? So
no.
Basically, whenever I told the judge in my township, when I told him, I said, and not only that, but the statute of limitations have run out on them even trying to foreclose on me, not only mentioning, you know, that every bit of this is fraud, and I overcame 14. Look, I'm not proud of that. What I'm saying to America is what they are doing is wrong. It's fraud. We don't have judges in place that are willing to stand up to the banks and stop taking the payout, because the payout is going to show up, and we are going to have it's going to be crazy.
Well, examine all the papers
that
you
get from these
foreclosure people, and take these people before a jury is my other key piece of advice.
And I do.
Do whatever you can to get
people before a jury.
If the judges are crooked,
jury trial.
Then demand your jury trial. If you're arguing about more than $20, you're entitled to a jury in America.
Yes, sir. And my judge, my federal judge, has actually been appointed by Bill Clinton, because I did the research on him. I'm a private investigator, so I do the research. And it's just like, you know, I'm not here to cause problems. I'm here to say there was 115,023 people in my township of the Woodlands, Texas, right outside of Houston, that were wrong and that were fraudulently filed on by corrupt and tampered with paperwork.
And we got to mention also the mortgage fraud task forces out there. Before you fight your lender, walk into your local FBI office and report the criminal stuff to the FBI while you do the civil stuff.
There
is a mortgage fraud task force that exists out here since 2012. 93 deputy prosecutors who do nothing but mortgage fraud. Their sole reason for existence. They're scattered through and available to every federal court in America. And from 2012 to the present day, they have prosecuted one case. And that was Steve Blevins versus Allied Mortgage Company. It was presented to the Southern Federal District of Texas in Houston before a jury by Preet Bharara, who was one of our federal judges. We've since fired him just a few weeks ago. But out of those 93 U.S. prosecutors, they have prosecuted one case. So I believe that their desk is overflowing with cases that are in need of prosecuting, and they're deciding who they're going to prosecute next. So be sure you talk to one of those guys.
Absolutely.
They got time on
Absolutely.
Their hands.
Right, it, right. And so the head terror task force for the FBI is actually a personal friend of mine.
Yes,
right, yeah. And she was assigned by Jeff Comey, or James Comey, to be over Little Rock, Arkansas. So you know who she's looking after.
Well, good.
With that being said, I took one of my hinges to her that June of 2013, when I came back home from a trip to Rome, and my neighbor said to me, "Hey, Casey, did you sell your house?" And I said, "No, Larry, carpenter, I didn't sell my house. Why are you asking?" And he said, "Well, because you had all this construction done." And I said, "No, Larry, I said I had a new roof." He said, "No, Casey, you had all these construction guys in your house. You had new cabinets installed. You had your house painted." I'm like, "No, Larry, I didn't. But anyway, I'm in a hurry because I got to get to my niece's graduation." 6 months to the day. Six months, 2 weeks to the day of him telling me that. It happened December 19th, 2013. I'd love to go and sign a contract with three different law firms that wanted my case. And I went two blocks away. I was gone for maybe an hour, hour and a half, roughly. I come back home, and Dave, my energy tells me, it was screaming at me. It was just like, somebody has been in your home. Like, my energy was just all over the place. And I'm like, I feel like somebody's been in my house. But there was no forced entry, Dave. There was no forced entry at all. So I thought, well, but nobody broke in. It was, so my friends were over, and we sat down and talked, and I still just had this weird intuition. The next day, I promised myself that I was not going to look at my documents for one time in, like, the past 5 years, right, since 2009, because I've been researching this since 2009, since I knew that what they were doing was absolutely wrong, and I wasn't a day late, and they went to, you know, offer me this lower rate, and my payment was going to be lower, and 73 days later, my house was on foreclosure. And I'm like, I've got a six-figure-year income. I've never been a day late, and I have no debt. But in me, like, this is wrong. But guess what, Dave? Contractors had come into my home. They had come into my home, and they had replaced my cabinets. And why would they do
what?
That?
It's profitable now to foreclose houses. It's more profitable to foreclose them than to let them sit.
Let's go flip it. We're a contractor. We're going to go flip this house.
Become a sport.
It's sickening. And it is such a violation of the American people.
I read a post, I believe, well, Neil Garfield posted one of his.
I love Neil. I love Neil.
My house has not been foreclosed, but there's real estate agents coming around, you know,
right.
And why are real estates coming around? Because my house is foreclosed, because on Zillow it says it's foreclosed. There must be something wrong with the data. Well, there's nothing wrong with the data. The very first time your payment is late for any reason at all, including they just don't feel like processing it that day, they manually enter a F on your mortgage history for active active and F. And then you'll pay your, you know, maybe it's Christmas time and you skip a payment, you make two payments in January. Well, your house is in foreclosure. Then it becomes active again. You don't even know it for 3 or 4 years. And then you go to the hospital and you skip a payment. And you're not liable to be foreclosed on until you get three F's in a row, three foreclosure notations. It's not robots adding and subtracting the numbers and doing a mathematics. It's a clerk sitting at a desk entering F's at any opportunity that he can, because he knows as soon as he hits three F's in a row, he hits the jackpot, and the U.S. government will pay all his fees to foreclose your house, and whatever he sells it for, you'll get the market value instantly. So if they foreclose your house and sell it for $5,000, it's a $250,000 house. They get $245,000 the day after sale from the government. They don't have to wait 23 years.
Right.
It's profitable.
That's exactly right. There is a document, and I want everybody to familiarize themselves with this document. There's a document dated March the 4th, 2009. Let me tell you what this document reads from President Obama down to the banks. It is a step-by-step procedure that tells America, that tells the banks what they're going to do, who they're going to target, and who they're going to go after. Okay, this was March 4th, 2009. It states step by step who they're going to target. 3 weeks to the day after this, I received my letter at my front door by Federal Express telling me, congratulations, you approved from Bank of America, you approved to lower your mortgage payment. Congratulations. All we need you to do is send in these documents, your last 2 years tax returns, your last 2 months bank statements, your last two paycheck stubs, and a utility bill in your name. Now, they did this to millions of Americans, millions. Okay, and they did it to me 32 times. There's a lady in Florida. She's blind. She's got an autistic kid who contractors come in their house all the time while her children are at home. She has gone through this deal 64 times. Can you imagine going through like this issue and having to send in? I mean, I feel like spiritually violated, spiritually raped by this. You know, it's sickening. It's sickening. By sitting there and knowing that they are just antagonizing you, I just can't even explain. Words can't explain how it makes you feel.
But more and more people are getting very familiar with that feeling. It used to be one quarter of a percent of houses were foreclosed in the normal course of events. Now 15% of America has a house in foreclosure. 15% of the mortgages out there are in some stage of foreclosure. So on a jury of 12
people,
two of your people are going to be being foreclosed on, and they're going to understand the issues.
And that's 15% now. But that is not including the 60 million that have already lost their homes.
Not including the people
have already lost their homes.
Right. It's a hugely profitable business. There's activists in Texas and activists in California that want to stop the foreclosure period, a moratorium on foreclosures, and sort stuff out. So that needs to be done. There's sheriffs in some counties, when it's time to foreclose on a house, they get a lot of calls on their radio that are higher priority, and they put off the foreclosure till the next day or the next day or the next day.
Right.
We just put David Clark up there. I don't think he's a big fan of the foreclosure business, and people are taking it into their own hands and giving you all the benefits that you can get. Even the law enforcement are becoming very, very disenchanted with it.
Right.
The Red Cross people will pick up your furniture. They'll give you a place in a hotel for 5 days, but a lot of people are getting sick and tired of the foreclosure business.
It's unfair. It's injustice. It is uncalled for. And it's just like, you know what? You took middle-class America and you screwed us up. And go look at the document dated March the 4th, 2009, that came from the White House. As a matter of fact, the Independent Foreclosure Review was an attorney out of the White House who was a partner in a law firm that actually did the independent foreclosure review, which the government and us taxpayers paid for. The paying agent, which was Russ Consulting, they made $1 billion off of this deal. $1 billion.
If your house belongs to a mortgage-backed security, when they put it in that mortgage-backed security, they forfeited all of their ownership rights to a specific piece of collateral. The Sasco security with $1.2 billion worth of properties, $900 million of collateral, it was over-collateralized to $1.1 billion. That insurance was, that cash flow was